And this morning we have with us from Team Lorain County, Don Calvert, who joins us. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for inviting us to come out here for this sort of a fall festive event that people are going to be taking part in beginning around 8:30 this morning when a lot of the invitees are coming in to be a part of this program. Who was invited to be a part of this program?
Sure. So we invited a lot of manufacturers, educators, people from the community working with workforce programs and skills development, economic development, so that we can really help spread the word to everybody.
So these are going to be the people that will beat the drum throughout the rest of the month about what manufacturing is and how what they do, how they can all work together, too. Right?
Exactly. So as many people know, there's a huge skills gap in manufacturing right now. It's the number one problem facing manufacturers, not just in Lorain County, but across the country. And it's a problem that needs to be solved collaboratively. No one person holds the solution. So it's going to take a team of a lot of different people with a lot of different skills and resources to pull it all together.
Any idea when that decline happened or the reason behind it?
Sure. I think it really was kind of an effect from the loss of manufacturing jobs, the erosion in the manufacturing community and globalization. We really, where manufacturing was seen as a very secure job for many people over the last several decades, that wasn't the truth for many families, unfortunately. So we saw an erosion of that manufacturing culture and fabric and the importance that it plays on our economy. So we know now, we saw a trend go to really more service-based employment and companies and growth in that with the dot-com boom and those kinds of things. But now we really do understand that manufacturing is the lifeblood of any economy, and it is critically important to Lorain County's economy.
A lot of the technology that the dot-com sort of benefited from relating to computers and that sort of worked its way slowly, as did in every work environment, into manufacturing. So there's a lot of the computerization that
Absolutely.
Has sort of taken over, which at some people thought, oh, a robot's taking over our job. But then there's somebody who has to maintain that robot, build that robot, program that robot. So other jobs were created from another job that was lost, I guess.
Exactly. And like, as we all like to say, manufacturing is not your grandfather's manufacturing anymore. It's much more technology-oriented. The manufacturers really lead private sector research and development throughout the country. They're the biggest financial supporter of research and development, so from the private sector. So it's really important that we understand that it is very technology-based, that the jobs have changed, that they require some upskills and some training, but that the good news is that training is widely available, and we have some world-class programs right here in Lorain County.
Well, talk a little bit about that, and how does Team Lorain County bring this together, and what's your role in the
Sure. So Team Lorain County is the county's nonprofit public-private partnership for economic development. So we really are going out, doing outreach to companies, making sure that they know that we appreciate that they're here, and trying to uncover any challenges they may be facing and help provide solutions for that. Not only challenges, but we also want to understand what's driving their growth and make sure that we can connect them to resources that will enable them to achieve that growth. So as over the years, as we've gone out and we've talked to companies, it's become very clear that workforce is the number one issue for companies throughout many sectors, not just manufacturing alone, but it really has reached almost a crisis level in manufacturing. So as we go out and we talk to the companies and we get that feedback back, we are sharing that with our partners like Lorain County Joint Vocational School, Lorain County Community College, Ohio Means Jobs, Lorain County, to really make sure that we are doing everything we can to connect the skilled workers or upskill workers and connect them to the manufacturers.
So you'll go into a manufacturer, talk with them, see how things are, and they say, hey, we're getting a lot of orders, but I don't have people to fill those orders, or I need the transportation people to be able to deliver these things, and so there's issues where they have manpower problems.
Exactly.
And I suppose many of these manufacturing are now on a smaller level, as opposed to some gigantic place, you know, where thousands of people show up. It's smaller this and that, so you're trying to make sure that all of them have the same kind of, I guess, support that some larger, bigger organization would have.
Yeah, that was okay. A really good description. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
Because I'm thinking, they'll probably sit there thinking, who do I talk to? Who can I get this? Where are the jobs? I put an ad out. I put a sign out in front. nobody's showing up, or the people that are coming to me do not have the skills.
Right.
You're telling them these are the places. Who's providing the training then in our county?
Within Lorain County, it really does come from a combination of the Lorain County Joint Vocational School, who trains students and gets them the career technical skills that they need. It also comes from Lorain County Community College, who does customized training as well as certificate-type training and associate degrees in manufacturing. So there's a variety of level of training that we can do. Occasionally, the state comes out with programs that will help assist in funding customized training at the workplace. So we work with our state partners as well to try and get some of that money into Lorain County companies. And then we have regional partners as well, like Magnet, the Manufacturing Advocacy and Growth Network for Northeast Ohio, who also has another layer of programs for customized training. And then we also work very closely with Ohio Means Jobs Lorain County, who is the workforce development system for Lorain County. And they have a database basically of job seekers, so we can utilize them to find who might be looking for a job right now that has the exact skills that a company's looking for.
Any idea the time it takes for an employee to get the skills to become employable, or does that vary from what they want to really do?
It really varies on what the needs of the manufacturer are, what skills that individual brings to the table already. Some of the manufacturing is very entry level and can require a very basic skill to come in, and people can have a career path to move up and get the training while they're working on the job. But there are other jobs that require a more sophisticated level of education and knowledge base to really get into them. So it could be a 2-year program, it could be a 6-week certificate. It's all different depending on what the needs of the job seeker and the
okay. And I suppose a lot of those can build on each other. You can get a certificate in some skill and then add something else to make obviously your skill set broader and more attractive to employers. When you talked about economic development, also that comes into bringing companies into the Lorain County area. What do you say to them so that you can tell them, hey, we will have a workforce for whatever you do? I guess that's another part of what you're trying to do too, right?
Yes, that is what we do as well. We are very fortunate that in Lorain County we have a wealth of skilled people. We just don't have enough of them to meet current demand.
Okay.
So we have the knowledge base here, we have the programs here, we have a legacy of manufacturing here and a rich heritage of it. So it's very attractive to companies looking to start manufacturing operations in Lorain County.
And you probably also have, there's buildings out there that are empty that could use a new company in them at some point. As anybody who's driven through many communities, you'll see something that thinks that one time there used to be something, vibrant there.
Right.
Wish there would be something there again.
Right. And we have, historically we have the utilities, we have infrastructure, and we have highway access as well. That's very, very attractive.
Oh, you got the trains, you got the highway. You get something here, you can get it out of here very quickly.
Absolutely.
You have an airport in this county, so there's plenty of pluses on that side. Obviously, we're today talking about Manufacturing Day. It's a chance to understand what's going on in the county relating to manufacturing. John Calvert with Team Lorain County, thank you for